Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go on the line is Odyssey NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Let's make Brian the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
What'd you think, Brian? And can't tell you how much we appreciate you helping us put a wrap on the season and then looking at the draft, having you through the rest of the month, man. You know we appreciate every minute we get from you. What'd you think? What'd you think of Giannis? What'd you think of the Bucks putting it away and securing their second title in franchise history?
Well, you know me. I was always on the Bucks yep. all year. And I even though I loved them from the start, like a lot of times I wavered, especially during that Brooklyn series. But I never really wavered in the Sun series. They're too big, physical, and I knew Giannis was going to, like, step up. Now, I didn't think he would do that from the free throw line, which pretty much makes him unguardable. It makes the Bucks unguardable. But that was a historic finals performance, you have to admit. We've seen some great ones, nothing like that. So I'm happy for that small market. And you got to be too, right? It's like you guys are
what we're hoping.
Know, like maybe a couple players away or – Or you know, you draft a guy that turns a franchise changer, and it's amazing looking at Giannis at some of the old Instagram clips of him interviewing his rookie year to what he has become. It's truly amazing.
So I think the thing we were hoping, at least talking about Brad and I yesterday, was that Josh sees it right and says, you know what, I don't have to go to a super team and set, you know, whatever it is, 6 years from now, whatever else, to go win one. But we know, too, and that's wishful thinking, but you're right. I mean, that's what we're hoping here in Memphis is that this is an example for what Memphis can do and hopefully for Ja. But the other thing about it, and you and I both know this, is that it's going to matter more what they've got around him, right? It's going to matter more what Ja thinks of what's around him and does he have a chance. So hopefully for that front office and including, you know, what they do next week, you know, there's more. There's obviously more, and that Ja believes. Because that's the key, right? Giannis believed. Yeah. Giannis believed the Bucks would put enough around him, and they did.
But it's also the organization taking – like, think about it. Chris Middleton was a throw-in
on
a trade.
He was.
They developed him.
G-League man.
That.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they developed Giannis. You saw the former pitchers and what he is now. Like, obviously, Giannis did the work, but – you got to believe in the organization. The organization has to have, you know, like the priority of winning. And you can tell when you have that franchise player, which John is becoming that. I'm not saying right now you look at him and say, man, he's one of the top five franchise players in the NBA.
Of
but he can get to that. He's clearly talented enough. And once you have that, it's really easy to build off of those guys, especially when those guys make the players around them better.
So back to Giannis, because I don't think it should be understated that what he did, the 35.2 points per game, 13.2 rebounds, 5 assists per game, did it on 61% shooting. We've never seen numbers like that. Second player, though, to have, what, 3 40-point games and 10-plus rebound games in the finals. Shaq did it in 2000 against the Pacers. Would you put it up there with what Shaq did against those Pacers in those games, that dominance? I mean, is it right up there with the best of the finals performances that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, Shaq was the most dominant player I've ever faced, ever. Like, when you're going against them, you're playing perfect, and you scoreboard watch, and you're like, how are we down 2 right now? Like, this is like, this guy is, it's insurmountable. I wonder if the Phoenix Suns feel that way. I don't know. I don't know when I know when I watch it, it feels like that. But when you're going against a guy and you know that guy is like three levels higher than you, and there's nothing you could do to stop him, and everything you do, he counters.
Yep.
That's what I think. That's what Giannis has looked like in this finals, at least from afar.
How well do you think? How well positioned is Milwaukee to do this again? Whether that's next year or in the next few years, they get another. I've talked to some that think this is a one off. That once you put the Nets back together, if they can stay healthy, they're the ones that are back, and that could be for multiple years. What do you think of where Milwaukee's positioned in terms of getting another one? We know Giannis was already talking about it after they win.
Yeah, so the way I look at this is I was really curious on what does happen to the Bucks. Even if they brought everyone back, I am curious on the level that they go to. And let me bring something up.
Okay.
When I was on the 2008 team, and a lot of people outside of Boston don't really know this, but our best team was the year in 2009. Our confidence was off the charts. The way we executed, we knew exactly what we needed to do to win. We weren't participating in the NBA. We were participating in only winning basketball. And it's the Bucks, who if I watch them play game one against Miami, game one and two against Brooklyn, mm-hmm. and you compare them to what you see right now, they're a whole different level. They're a completely different team, in my opinion. So I am curious on the jumps that they need to make. But I'm telling you, it has to be a 10 to 20% jump, or else I don't actually think that they'll win. I think they have to level up, or I do believe they'll lose. I think that this the next team, you have to assume that they'll be healthy. The next team, you have to assume that they'll be on a mission. And if the Bucks don't have the same hunger or more, because every superstar player would tell you, to win it again, you got to be better than you were the year before.
Yep.
And if the Bucks don't level up, I don't think they will win. But once again, I feel like their confidence in their game wavered. Mm-hmm. What if they become the more confident team? What if they now only put their energy and effort towards winning basketball plays? Then they can be a next level type of team.
Was this Chris Paul's last chance, you think? I mean, saw how hard it was for him to get there. It took him a long time. I mean,
that's like, think about it, like, okay, let's just, the only way to do this is to unfold it, right? So the Clippers, all right, no Kawhi Leonard. Okay, I'd say I like Phoenix next year, but I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. I don't know who they're going to get. I don't know, like, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James, are those guys going to be healthy? Like, one team I got my eye on is the Golden State Warriors.
Absolutely.
I am so curious
what they're going to do in the draft.
What they do. They have, about Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. You saw how good Steph was. We don't know what Klay Thompson, but they have two lottery picks. They have a salary in Wiggins, and they have Wiseman from last year. They can't ship those guys off for a stud. So I am really, really curious on the jumps that they make. Like, if they make the right move, they're going to be better than Phoenix. So they could be better than the Lakers. So they can be better than Denver. And so Jamal Murray being there. So there's a lot of things that come into play. But I do think I think Chris Paul will re-sign with the Suns. And I think the Suns will be pretty good next year. But I think that's a hard pencil in. I think it's easier to pencil in the Bucks than it is to pencil in the Phoenix Suns.
Where would you put CP3? On an all-time list of great point guards, is he in your top five?
There's
some bits of great. It's hard to put him up there, right? Without a championship, isn't it?
Yeah. So like I said, Thomas, Oscar Robinson, Magic Johnson, John Stockton, Steve Nash. You got to give him the accolades from the two-time MVP, and then he's in that group. He's like in the there's a. I don't care what anybody says, and that's just like it's all like to make everyone feel good and pat each other on the back, but. You win a title, you're in a different category.
It moves
you
up. Agreed. It just happens.
I don't understand how people don't recognize that or accept that. It just does. Like, if John Stockton were to beat Michael Jordan, you don't think he would have put – and I put Isaiah Thomas in that category because he did beat Michael Jordan. So that's just the way it goes. And if people want to argue it all you want.
No, I like it.
You can't name a top 15, maybe not even a top 20 player that doesn't have a ring. It's just the way it goes. And don't give me the – well, Robert Horry is in that company. No, that's a totally different animal when you're talking about players on the teams.
I was going to ask you, apart from Giannis, player in that series whose future you're most interested or excited to see play out? I mean, we're all watching Giannis, how many going to win, all that stuff. But in that series and on either side, or the young guy, whatever, if it's but player you're most interested to see his future play out, or most excited to see it play out.
I mean, it's probably Devin Booker, but I'm curious about Mikal Bridges. What happens to him? DeAndre Ayton. What happens to him? I'm curious on what happens to the Phoenix Suns when they lose Chris Paul.
Yep.
Like, is it all Chris Paul making this thing happen, or have these guys grown from the Bucks standpoint? Like how do they handle success? And that's a big thing. Everyone would tell you in the NBA, oh, yeah, my back is against the wall. Like, NBA players are so used to that. And by the way, most people who are successful in life are used to their back against the wall. The real hard thing is, like, when you win and being hungry.
Staying motivated, yes, sir.
That is not an easy thing. And only the freaks of freaks, like only like the, you know, the maniacal competitors out there are the ones that are going to that level. Like, everybody else is like really satisfied they won. Not like the Tom Brady's, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, LeBron, who's chasing Michael Jordan. Those guys want more and more and more. So I'm curious, like, do the role players want more and more and more when they do this? And they're going to have to be that way, or else they're not going to win. It's going to take some amazing performances by some of the quote-unquote role players if the Bucks are going to repeat and if the Suns are going to stay relevant. Those guys got to continue to get better.
Was it hard for you to stay hungry after 08? It would have been for me. I would have come back to camp, man. I'm a champ. You can't tell me anything. You're telling me you're not in that class.
No,
come on.
Well,
you had to work for everything, right? You had to work.
If I ain't hungry, I mean in the league. You're asking a different question, man. You know the guy working on Saturday
I'm messing
and
with
Sunday.
You, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
Like, you know those radio hosts on Saturday and Sunday. You know the guys.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Those
I
guys
do.
Can't. They can't be. They got to be.
They
got
to do it.
That's me in the NBA.
We're talking, of course, with Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. I'll save most of the draft prospect questions for you for next week on the day of the draft. Like I said, we're so fortunate to get you on here. But if you're the Grizzlies, what kind of player? Scott, I mean, you know that. You know the nature of that young core they've got with Dylan and Ja, and hopefully with Jaren, a healthy Jaren Jackson. What kind of player would you be looking to add to that sort of core? If you're at 17, or maybe hoping to move up, maybe you slide.
Yeah.
I've been talking about slide, gotten Golden State a pick, maybe try to trade up. But anyway, what would you be looking for if you're the Grizzlies?
I think they got a great pick last year in Desmond Bane, like a 3-and-D guy. The kid I like, you guys check him out. And you know what? Let's talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Io Dosunmu.
Oh, the dude from Illinois.
Dosunmu. Io Dosunmu. That's him. We know him well.
Yeah, I like him. Like, here's the thing, and this is a hard thing in college. When you see a guy that's really calm, cool, collected, poised, mm-hmm. right, you hope that same person is relentless in the gym. So you had this guy that, like, and I would take Jaws like that from looking from the outside. Like, Jaw, like, it feels like he's got that swag and he's smooth and everything like that, but he works. You know, like, he likes to be the worker. So, like, I like him a lot. So I'd be curious. I would look for here's what I would look for. A guy who I know at a young age can defend at this level, right, which is not everybody. Not every rookie can come in and defend at the NBA level. Can he make shots? But at first, like, can he defend, make shots, and turn into a star? That's what I'm really hoping for. A guy who can get some minutes off the jump, could shine a little bit if some guys are hurt, mm-hmm. but have no problem playing their role. I do feel like when Memphis drafts a guy, that guy has to be able to contribute multiple ways. And then he can grow into something more. But at first, I think Memphis is in a position where they need a guy that can come in and play and contribute, and that is good to have, because I like the Kawhi Leonards of the world who average just, like, I think 9 points, 8 points a game his rookie year, mm-hmm. but works and works and works and turns into that. Like, I would be looking for a guy who can do both, and that's not an easy thing to find. Most guys are on-ball guys. They have a hard time playing off the ball, but if you can find if you can find some of those guys that you believe have absolutely some star qualities, that's what I'd be looking for.
Oh, and I'd absolutely take it. I don't know if you saw this, but the kid, his name's Mikey Williams. He's the number 7 prospect in the class of 2023, Scal. So he's an up and comer. He's in high school right now. He signed a deal with XL Sports Management that basically they think's gonna XL thinks gonna generate him millions of dollars before he ever becomes a pro. He's getting this now. It's all happening because of NIL. I'm asking mm-hmm. you, if that's the number 7 prospect in 2023, and he's getting a deal with XL for millions already that's going to generate millions, what would Zion have gotten in NIL day? Jeez. Would he have – you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, crazy.
He already had the viral, right? But right, Brian? He was already sort of a viral sensation, much more so than Ja before he ever, you know, before he ever got to college and picked Duke. And so what he would have, I mean, what's happening right now? Did you think it'd get like this where number 7 prospects are getting millions potentially before they ever, you know, go pro?
Yeah, it's crazy. He's paying that millions back, right? You understand that,
the
right?
Advance, sure. If it does, right.
A loan, but so they're just—it's an investment. Like for
it's
these
coming
guys.
Earlier
like,
okay, than I'm ever gonna... before, though. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine. So is he? He's done playing high school ball. Does he have to go play in the those new leagues where he's kind of turned professional?
I think his plan right now is still to play in college, they said, is the route for him. He's not looking yet at that at the G League or the overtime, you know, that Ollie's doing.
Yeah.
Not yet. Right now he's just signed with XL and the dude's got 3.5 million Instagram followers and he's like a junior in high school. That, right? It's what they see with his brand, his image to go with the player that they're investing, saying hopefully he can be, that I guess he can generate it, brother. I mean, it's all
at
of that
end
put
of the
together.
Day, though, I get all that.
Yeah.
I love how people talk about their brand and stuff like that, but at the end of the day.
So you ain't got no brand till you do it in the NBA?
But there's no better way to make money than getting good at basketball. The money that you can make.
Oh,
Now, if you're focused on your brand, you're not focused on your game, like, it's not going to. That's good money, and I'm happy for him, and I hope he does. But like the real deal is becoming the best basketball player you become. And then I would say one step further, you know, what does that do for a 17-year-old? Like we talked about staying humble and hungry. You know, like are you staying
humble
and hungry with millions of dollars coming your way?
Yeah.
Like that's where I have two kids, they both play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their main focus is not to get on Instagram or to show everybody or for them to get likes. My main focus is, like, you got to spend time in the gym.
Be good
and
players.
By the way,
right.
And all I do is when they spend time in the gym and they're good, I just move them up and have them play until they're not good. That's it. Like, their life is basically getting their butt kicked on the basketball court for years. They won't feel good about themselves because I will just keep moving them up until they're always getting their butt kicked. So there will be no Instagram this and that because that's what I think it takes. And and if they don't make it, and that's fine, they're like the resolve that you have to have from years and years of that will develop them into whatever they want to be.
So have you applied the NIL thing to yourself? And when you were, what was it, 98, that first year at USC, when you were the only player to start all 28 games, you led them in scoring and rebound. How much could you have charged on camp for an autograph? You know what I'm saying, brother? You could have gotten some extra money.
I wouldn't have cared.
Man, stop saying you wouldn't have taken that money back then.
Man, I wouldn't have.
Old school, I did it for the love of the game and to get better looking self.
No. I don't think you guys see very, very, very self-aware, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
You can come up to me and tell me I'm this, and I tell you, no, I'm not. Right?
You let him in scoring.
There you go.
You let him in scoring and rebounding that first year.
That's believe me, you're one of 1,000 people that say that where I'm like, yes, but how do I translate? How does it work? How do I take this and become better
you
from
made it?
It
happen, you know, like, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's my life was like that. Now listen, it's 98, so maybe, but I know what's good and what's not. I go against guys. I know who's better than me and who's not. I know why they're better than me and why they're not better than me. So I was focused on those things. When I get my butt kicked by Michael Wright from Arizona or Lauren Woods, I know I have to spend that time in the weight room. Me going to do a 2-hour autograph session and getting you know, $10,000 for it, it was not going to move the needle for me in my life. I know it sounds screwed up, man. But that's not how I was raised.
Yeah. Well, it's how you got a ring. I mean, working like that is how you got that ring, baby, and that's the crown right there, man. Nobody can ever take it away from you. You know what I mean? So that everything you poured in, it worked. Just like hell, every move Milwaukee made was worth it because they win a title. Same thing for you. All that work, all that sweat, it all paid off for you, brother. And I can't tell you how much. Yeah, we appreciate having you on, getting the chance to pick your brain every week, man. Thank you, Brian, for your time, man.
We'll talk next week, right? A little draft action.
I can't wait.
I'll be more up to date. I'll tell you exactly who I think they should draft.
You know I'm going to ask you, so I can't wait for it, brother. I appreciate you, Brian.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Yes, sir. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. You guys know him. We love him. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. Don't you just love that?
How about that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.